Dearly creatives, this one's for you. It's called They Tried to Kill Her, or The Infinite Rise of the Artist. They tried to kill her, you know. Tried to drown her in the whitewash of duality. Tossing her, they did, with great force. Turning her inside out and about. Pressing and pounding her into new shape, new size, and new state. With the dogmatic perplexities of good and bad, right and wrong, beautiful and ugly, lovable and unworthy, tucking, tumbling, and rolling, she went, split, into a septillion directions, and forcing her to swallow. More waves of misperception than she could spit back up and out and out and out and out. And she kept to keep swimming, hunted by the sharks and spirit poachers. She swims even when she cannot swim anymore. And then sometimes she just floats and sinks. Until the very nature of perfect timing brings her back to the surface, back to life, revival, another go at it, another go around. In this vast ocean, with no land in sight, she remains. They tried to kill her, you know? The pretender, the seer of the not yet seen, the dancer, the writer. The musician, the omnipresence of infinite creation that she be. And when the roar of those waves became so loud, they lapped into silence. I beggingly asked her, why must you create? I am wired for the ecstasy of limitless creation, she said. And if I die by the hands of the spirit poachers or the mouths of those sharks, okay, okay. They tried to kill her, you know, tried to stomp out her rightness of being, her radiance, her love, her infinite everything that is far beyond words and containment and value, and she just didn't stop. Breathing. And she wouldn't crumble. She's been cracked and crushed so many times you'd think all could remain were a few puffs of dust, with nowhere to gather, nowhere to land or take form again. But oh no, oh no. No. No easy path for the artist, the visionary, the way-seeing wondrous at heart. The knower. They tried to kill her, you know? And do you know her? Because if you know her, if you've known her, breathe her in now. And if you've ever dared to love her, stopped loving her, grew tired and wired and mad loving her, and being loved by her. If she has brought you more fear and ecstasy than you could stand, if you ever felt betrayed, delayed, and played by her, and if you would risk just about anything to peacefully and safely swim in your love for her again, breathe her in now. And if you are guilty of having shoved her head down with all your might beneath those incessant battering waves, doing everything you could to steal her very last breath, her final kick, her last hope and prayer, all the while enduring an unending, profound love for her, breathe her in now. And if you have tried to rip out the very essence of her from inside of you and failed, epically failed, because she just wouldn't go, she won't let go. If you know her, breathe her in and rise with her now. They tried to kill her, you know, but she's still right here.